USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump and Democratic presidential frontrunner Joe Biden went after each other during separate campaign stops in Iowa.
He was someplace in Iowa today, and he said my name so many times that people couldn't stand it anymore.
This is a guy who does everything to separate and frighten people.
Regarding policy, Biden wanted to focus Iowans on the president's trade war with China and other fights that have left American farmers hurting so badly the administration is giving them money for lost export markets.
He thinks that being tough is great. Well, it's really easy to be tough when someone else absorbs the pain.
Though it wasn't an official event, the president took a moment to respond to Biden's comments.
With Biden, we would never be treated with respect because people don't respect him.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 14 points, the S&P down 1 point. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More states and countries are reducing pollution from plastics. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Prime Minister announcing that Canada will ban harmful single-use plastics as soon as 2021. PM Justin Trudeau says right now Canadians are on track to throw away an estimated $11 billion worth of plastic materials every year by 2030. He says by improving the way that country manages plastic waste, it can reduce 1.8 million tons of carbon pollution, generate billions of dollars in revenue, and create about 42,000 jobs. Trudeau saying that with the longest coastline in the world and a quarter of the world's fresh water, Canada has a unique responsibility to lead in reducing plastic pollution.
Some attorneys general are moving to block the $26 billion merger of T-Mobile and Sprint. New York Attorney General Letitia James said it would hurt consumers.
When it comes to corporate power, bigger isn't always better.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
World Elder Abuse Awareness Day is on June 15th, and USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has some advice.
The FBI office in Phoenix, Arizona is raising awareness about cyber scams that target the elderly. I had a chance to catch up with Kate Fazzini. She's a cybersecurity reporter for CNBC. She also has a new book out titled Kingdom of Lies, Unnerving Adventures in a World of Cybercrime. My first question to her was, what was some of the most interesting and shocking things that she was able to uncover in this book?
The very beginning, one of the most surprising things to me was how much like American businesses these cyber criminal organizations are run. And that started well before even I had gotten into journalism, when I was working as a cybersecurity practitioner. And so I sought out and found people involved in this underground and got this amazing portrait of these entire towns changed by cybercrime across Eastern Europe, with just tons of money flowing in from the U.S. and from Europe, from the crimes that you're really familiar with. And so from there, I just wanted to, you know, take a microscope to what is really going on there so we could learn something new.
Fazzini also says that social media companies have an impossible job ahead as they rely on algorithms that promote disagreement and therefore outlandish statements and, as President Trump calls it, fake news are often promoted on their site. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.